Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. Tonight's episode is being brought to you by Butcher Box. We are going to be going over a lot of stuff tonight. We're going to be talking about what the heck the mass shooter, well, I don't even know if it's fair to call him a mass shooter, terrorist, maybe, that ended up shooting up the ICE facility down in Dallas, Texas. A lot more information ended up coming out on him today and how he ended up conducting that attack. Of course, huge breaking news right now is James Comey ended up getting indicted. Yeah, buddy, two felony counts is what the rumor is. Right now, the indictment is still sealed, but it turns out you shouldn't be lying to Congress if you're called up there to testify. It doesn't matter if you're on a Zoom call or anywhere else. And the statute of limitation, 5 years. Turns out, he just made it just by a couple freaking days. So, yep, they ended up hitting him up there. And Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, they're back threatening the United States of America, calling on their people to come out and kill. It's almost like somebody maybe that hosts a particular podcast might have told you all that you need to look out for that. As we're waiting on people to roll in here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to tell you guys. Upstairs right now, what I got sitting in is some chicken ready to go. It's actually sitting inside of my refrigerator. I don't have to worry about it. I got tired of going to the grocery store and buying chicken that just tastes like garbage. And I kid you not when I say it tastes like garbage. I had a conversation like a month ago about some of the chicken that I was eating. And I was like, this tastes horrible. Like, it doesn't even taste real. It tastes like, I don't even know, rubbery, just garbage. And I mean, these things are freaking huge, you know, like those chicken breasts you get at the store. And a lot of that stuff ends up coming from all of the different hormones and things like that, that they end up pumping in there. Well, the good news for you guys is I've got a deal for you, for the Speak the Truth listeners, coming from ButcherBox. ButcherBox, for almost a decade, has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic free. Every product meets the same rigorous standards, whether it's filet mignon or chicken nuggets. So whether you're feeding a growing family or trying to eat clean without the stress, ButcherBox offers curated and fully customizable plans that fit your schedule and your preferences. Now, this chicken that I'm about to go eat, I have actually made plenty of meals with before, and it tastes freaking delicious. And it's actually nice, and I don't even know how you say it. It's like scrumptious. It actually tastes like I'm eating chicken. So I really freaking enjoy it. Just for the chicken alone, I highly recommend it. But I also ended up having like a steak this morning. We got different meal packages. Go over there, grab you one. They're freaking amazing. And as an exclusive offer, our listeners can get free protein in every box for a year, plus $20 off your first box when you go to butcherbox.com/Rob. So go to butcherbox.com/Rob to get this limited time offer and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/Rob. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to get into the show for the day. I hope you guys are ready for it, because honestly, there's some stuff that I ended up seeing today. And I'd even go down to say that I don't want to say this. I would even go so far as to say that I am getting tired of seeing the different conspiracy theories that are out there that are floating around for Charlie Kirk. It's like nobody can just let this man sleep. And you guys, I hope you enjoy like what I'm wearing, because I went straight from a news interview to over here to speak directly to y'all. So I hope you guys are ready. And yes, I just turned off the ads for you, so you don't have to worry about that. Let's get on over and talk about the ICE shooter.
Charles, I am the ICE Executive Associate Director for Enforcement and Removal Operations. The attack on ICE's Dallas field office yesterday was tragic. And while our hearts are prayers are with the family of the detainees who were shot, the evidence is clear that this was intended as an assault on ICE personnel who come to work every day to do their job. Violent rhetoric has led to over 1,000% increase in assaults on ICE officers, and it has to stop. In contrast to those who would demonize our men and women, yesterday our brave officers ran back into danger, along with ATF, our partners, to save the detainees while shots were still being fired. Those ICE officers just showed the world who they really are. Law enforcement officers who want the best for our country. That's ICE. Integrity, courage, excellence. They were willing to put their lives on the line to pull detainees out of the transport van to get them to safety. They are heroes, and I hope the media has the integrity to shine a light on this story. Enough is enough with the harmful lies and violent rhetoric. It has to stop. The shooter used the ICE.
Oh, and this is the part, ladies and gentlemen, that you're really going to want to listen to, because this part, what he about to lays out, is how he was able to identify where these ICE agents were.
tracking apps. Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's a casting call to invite bad actors to attack law enforcement officers. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target, and this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas yesterday. The media has been amplifying these apps, even as we warned them it would only lead to more attacks on law enforcement. We truly wish we didn't have to say, "I told you so," but here we are. ICE continues to prioritize the safety and security of our personnel, detained aliens, and facilities. We will do everything possible to increase security to counter the increased wave of these lethal attacks. Again, we call on those who foment violence and vilify our law enforcement officers to cease the dangerous rhetoric. We also call on law-abiding Americans everywhere to report any suspicious activity. The individual that was out there yesterday shooting at our agents and our officers was trying to take the lives of law enforcement people doing their job. Instead, he killed a detainee and shot two others. That is something that's unacceptable. The rhetoric that's out there on social media, the rhetoric that is being said by some community leaders in other states, needs to stop. There's been an increase in violence against ICE agents, not only in Texas and Dallas, but across the country in violent protests.
Yeah, it's not just the fact that it's showing the different ICE facilities, but also people have the ability. The whole idea behind this app, when they first came out with it, was I think it actually originated out in LA, if I remember right. And it was supposed to be, if you end up seeing some ICE agents that are nearby, you can drop a pin on where they're located, and then all the illegals can basically get up and run away. Well, we've now seen what evil that can be used for. And this is exactly what we were talking about it being used for back then. This guy literally researched the ICE facility. He researched this entire area and he went after it, and he used it in order to kill these agents. I want you to think about that. Volk 1410 says Poland might be going hot on Belarus and Russia. Any info on that yet? No info on that yet, but I do have some information about the Russians screwing around with Lithuania and some of the Eastern Bloc countries. And it wouldn't surprise me if something might be going down over near Belarus. Because if Russia is deciding to launch some attacks from there, yeah, I mean, I could see Poland going hot over there. But I don't know, man, the Poles might actually have the balls to actually do that. Some more information coming for you guys from the U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson, acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson on this case.
I want to point out that one of these notes or papers, the sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me. That statement appears to be correct at this point in the investigation. Notably, these loose notes included a game plan of the attack and target areas at the facility. He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck. He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility. He hoped to minimize any collateral damage or injury to the detainees and any other innocent people. It seems that he did not intend to kill the detainees or harm them. It's clear from these notes that he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel. The tragic irony for his evil plot here is that it was a detainee who was killed and two other detainees that were injured when he fired into the Sally Port. He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down, and he did this to induce constant stress in their lives. He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking. And this, what he did, is the very definition of terrorism.
Yeah, she's not lying when she says it's the very definition of terrorism. Matter of fact, I would take it a step further and I'd say that not only that it was terrorism, I would say that other individuals, maybe a particular governor from a particular state that just called out ICE agents and asked them why do they have to cover their face and might have used words such as human trafficking and inflammatory statements like that to actually fuel this violence. People that have created that app, people that have been pushing the story, people that have been acting like they're just out there doing these horrific things to people that did absolutely nothing wrong and they get no due process. Taking stories like Abuego Garcia, who's an absolute pile of garbage, and fighting for him, acting like ICE agents are just destroying good families when that man is a terrorist. And we have people here in the United States of America that are standing up for terrorists, actually flying out of the country to go visit him in other locations. That is the type of crap that has been going on here in America. And it's been pissing people off to the point where somebody finally decided to pick up a gun and start shooting. I'd like to say, luckily, no ICE agents were killed. But at the same time, the guy inside the vehicle lost his life and you have two others that ended up getting wounded. Their lives matter just as much as the ICE agent does. And it's not even the principle that he didn't kill an ICE agent. It's the fact that people have now lost their lives because of this violent rhetoric that is being spit by the left. That is finally being brought to light. And this is the second time now this month that we've seen violent rhetoric from the left that have actually taken the lives of people. Charlie Kirk ended up dying because of the exact same crap. People like, I went over it like at nausea this morning, talking about how he thought Charlie Kirk was spreading hate because he doesn't agree with the same stuff. Now it's two guys are killed. It's the second guy lost his life. It when does it stop? And this is where it's starting to get old. And this is where the president's office is actually going to start moving and taking some action. He actually did do quite a bit of talking about it. And every single person that I heard tonight that was talking on this actually ended up bringing up the fact that all of this violent rhetoric is going to stop. All of it is going to stop, that we're going to start looking at those people and targeting them and going after them. I know for a fact they were looking at Gavin Newsom pretty dang hard. And it's almost like he got referenced every other sentence, I feel like, today as somebody that was doing stuff like that. You actually heard that ICE official in the beginning that had brought that up. To make matters worse, over here in the United States of America, we also have new terrorist threats coming in from AQAP or Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. They haven't really gone anywhere, so we've got issues going with them. Well, now you got to ask yourself whether or not we've got more people that are pissed off in this country. Let's say, for example, that gentleman was radicalized online and somebody motivated him to go out there and complete this crime. Let's say that happened. Let's say the same thing for Charlie Kirk, because Charlie Kirk certainly seems like there was a heck of a lot more to that story than what we already know, what was in his probable cause affidavit. Certainly seems like there was a man that I got confirmed today that ended up getting arrested detained in the parking lot that had a pellet gun on him. Why he had a pellet rifle there at the university when that was going down, beyond me. We had a crazy old man that was screaming that he didn't do the shooting, but he was just basically doing that so the actual shooter could get away. We had people online that allegedly knew of this attack before it actually went down. I shared some of that over on my X account. And now we have this going down at the ICE facility. And so the question is whether or not this violent rhetoric that's coming out, this insightful rhetoric that's coming out from mayors, from politicians, from everybody else, is actually taking these people's minds and warping them to make them think that these actions are okay. And then you have people from Al-Qaeda, you have people from Russia, you have people from China that are going over and finding these wrecked-minded individuals online, taking them and then convincing them to go out and do these like horrendous attacks. And that's not a very far leap to make. Basically, that these politicians in the United States of America are essentially making it easier for our enemies to do their jobs. The day of terrorism, right? Like as we used to see it, is slowly coming to an end. Like we used to have terrorism where, how do I want to say this? We used to have terrorism where you would have people come to the United States, you'd have them like make bombs, you'd have them set them out in certain places. You'd have like the Boston bombing, for example, you'd have planes flown into the World Trade Center. And what they realized is that they don't need to do that anymore, that they can simply go online and find people and convince them to go conduct these different terror attacks. And it doesn't matter if they're troubled youth, it doesn't matter if they're transgender, it doesn't matter who they are, but they can convince them online to go out and do these horrendous things. And that is probably my biggest problem, is that we have people in our government that are making their job, making our enemy's job easier. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, they're calling for their followers or people that wish to convert and follow them to launch mass shootings, knife attacks, vehicle assaults, all of these things. And they asked them to go target large audience areas, places like where Charlie Kirk was speaking. So how much easier is their job now to go and find people that are willing to do that by just recruiting them online in these different locations and then passing them off? And these Democrats are making their job even easier. And I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this crap in our country, and I'm tired of seeing people get killed. I'm tired of watching our country get torn from within. And I think everybody at home should be sick and dang tired of it as well, especially because of things like this. If this actually ends up being true and he ends up actually, like, this indictment ends up going through, he ends up going to trial and he ends up getting convicted, weaponizing the FBI to go against political opponents. He sat there and he lied to Congress, allegedly, stating that he had no idea that any of this was going down. Turns out he did. Kyle Eichsted says some air power pellet guns also take 22 shells. Yeah, some of them do, but whether or not they're going to be effective. Jude Chase, how do we stop this? Can we mobilize peacefully? How do we stop it, in my opinion, is by spreading love, not hate, right? By going over and just explaining to people what's actually happening. But unfortunately, I think what we are seeing is the mainstream media that is putting out horrible messages. Like, how are you supposed to stop something that's so rampant to where James Comey, former director of the Bureau, James Comey, was participating in some of this madness? How do you stop something that's that deep to where we have people that are running our country that are setting things up to go after politicians that Americans want to vote into office? And Cog Faraday coming and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. I don't think we can, to be honest with you. And I think everybody that sat around and willfully covered their eyes or stuck their head in the ground to try to pretend like what was happening wasn't happening is finally starting to realize that this is going on. And the problem is that it's too late. Everybody that thinks that Trump and Cash Patel, and I'm not a big fan of Cash anyways, everybody that thinks that, like, Trump and Cash Patel and all these guys are going to come in and they're going to be able to clean the house and everything's going to be just hunky-dory okay has lost their dang mind. These people are embedded at so many different levels in our government, and I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here. It's just a fact that when you have a radical government for that long, when you have a radical government for that long, that has sat in place to the point where the FBI is taking active part in taking down our politicians, all of the sudden we have a big issue, because that means there's a lot of people below them that didn't think it was an issue to call these things into question. Bronx Guy, donate 99. Devin Seals says, Matt, I am officially a licensed unlimited plumber in the state of North Carolina. Again, thanks for all that you do, brother. Combat engineers all the way. Hell yeah, man. Chase says, how is everybody? I'm not going to lie, man. I'm a little bit tore up on some of that stuff because it's just asinine to me. Here's some stuff on Comey getting indicted.
Turned an indictment. So I'm going to wait until we have more on the indictment. We're looking at the paper. We'll come back. We'll bring it back to you. But we can confirm that an indictment has been handed up against former FBI Director James Comey. No comment immediately from his attorney at this time. Jillian.
All right, David, stick with us.
Gee, thanks. So indictment ends up getting handed up. He ended up getting hit with 2 charges. And again, it's allegedly he ended up getting hit with 2 charges, one of them being lying to Congress. I forget what the other one is. Either way, as soon as they're unsealed, we're going to have that information. But right now, it's all rumors until the indictments are actually unsealed and we as the public are able to see them. But they do have it on good word that the indictment got handed up. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. I'm not going to hold my breath. But we'll see what happens. Also, allegedly, Letitia James, that attorney general up in New York, allegedly, she's on the chopping block as well. So we'll see what happens. Escapathy says the kid's baseball game. Whoa, man, that just blew right past me. Where'd that go? Escape the city. Good God, that took me way too long to figure it out. The kid's baseball game shooting is scary. Yeah. So the kids' baseball game shooting, by the way, looking at that, yes, it was three men who appear to be Muslim that were shooting over 700 meters away from them when they were doing that. And it sounds like it was just stray rounds that had made their way in there, and one of them ended up impacting the guy. That is something that I can actually believe would have happened. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like that they were really far away from what I read up on, that they were really far away and they were just slinging rounds and they ended up like impacting one of the coaches as he was saying a prayer. It wasn't anything from up close. It wasn't any of that. I looked into it like pretty in depth today. I don't believe that that is an act of terrorism unless those men were so far away and they're just slinging rounds all the way out there trying to hit them. But either way, it's freaking troubling. Dan Boo is coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, Dan. And yeah, we're going to keep this, party rolling along here tonight. Sergeant says may as well get a second camera for the pants. Nope, not going to happen. I am wearing pants tonight. Not going to stand up. Patrick Loudon, I would recommend everyone to watch the Yuri Bezmenov 1983 interview. Explains a lot on what is currently happening. Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, listen, that's one of the things too, when I first started coming on the show, that I started to talk to, like Rob had asked me about, and it was one of the first things I started talking to Rob about, was basically what the Soviet Union had been doing for the longest time, implanting like KGB agents here in the United States, and how they had gone about taking and basically trying to tear away at the moral fabric of our society. And it definitely seems like we're at that point in time where our moral fabric has been severed, to where like promiscuity, to where divorce, to where religion, to where all of these things are just out the dang window. UV says, can we get a pants check? You want a pants check? You guys are killing me with these pants checks, man. I don't have on pants. But I do have on workout shorts because it is that time. Andrew Gagner, P8 and rivet joint, doing racetracks over the Baltimore offshore in Kaliningrad, looking for drone ships, Denmark. Thanks. Yeah, we've had Poseidons out there for a while, and again, there's actually a lot of aircraft that are up over in that area. We also had the U.S. border that got tested today as well with Russian bombers. And they've been screwing around up over in the east as well. And so what I think, anyways, personally, what I think is that what we have is Russia that sees everything that's going on here in the United States of America. They see how we are starting to bend. Like I was complaining about earlier this morning, in case you guys missed that show, which how we can have Al Jilani over here in the United States of America, giving him a platform to speak on at the UN, giving him a platform to speak on at the UN after saying, you know, Trump coming out and stating, listen, we can't give Palestine its own sovereignty. We can't make it a state because then we're just rewarding Hamas. Well, what are we doing with Al Jilani when we take that guy and we say, you know what, here's a platform? What are we doing when we take a former Al-Qaeda like officer and somebody that founded the Al-Nusra Front, somebody that was founded HTS? What are we stating when we take that guy and we platform him and we make him a head of state? I mean, it's the most ridiculous statement ever. So I think personally, Russia's looking at the United States and saying, yes, we might be a little weak right now. We might have our military decimated. We might have lost 1 million+ people over inside of Ukraine. We might not have made it very far. Ukraine might have actually taken territory from us this last month. But at the same time, we're not America, and our moral fibers aren't that torn. They're still very conservative in that way. And so at this point in time, now they feel like they can act. Now they feel like they can move. Jude Chase says, we need to listen to Paul Harvey. He spoke of what we are going through. He spoke of this a long time ago. Old man Weiss, did Russia say NATO just started World War III? No, that's not necessarily the direct quote from, Lavrov, but he ended up coming out and stating was that the United States and other NATO countries have taken direct participation in Ukraine. And I believe ended up vowing retaliation for it. We'll get there in just a second. But Trump ended up signing an executive order for prosecutors over in DC. Now I'm kind of like rolling along a little bit here too in depth, for them to seek the death penalty when it's at all feasable. We'll get on that. That's all I'm going to actually end up saying about that one. Demonic AOC says, if World War III starts, are you willing to stand for the USA? Yeah, of course. And I think anybody should, honestly, if they're an American.
Thank you, sir, for your leadership and for your help. We really couldn't have done this without the president actually ushering this deal over the finish line. There was some resistance on the Chinese side, but the fundamental thing that we wanted to accomplish is that we wanted to keep TikTok operating, but we also wanted to make sure that we protected Americans' data privacy as required by law, both because it's the right thing to do, but also because it's a legal requirement of the law that was passed last year by Congress. So we think that we were able to do that. Of course, we're going to keep on working at it, but this deal really does mean that Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure and it's not going to be used as a propaganda weapon against our fellow citizens. We're very excited about it. We appreciate the cooperation of everybody involved, and it's a big day. Thank you.
So that's great. TikTok's here to stay. That's not going anywhere. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be excited about that. Only problem is it has been used as a propaganda machine in the United States for a long period of time. I know myself, along with several other creators, have always complained about it because we're constantly getting censored over there whenever we try to put anything out. But I did notice, I'll say this, I did notice a little bit of shift in the algorithm today over on TikTok. So I don't know if that's already gone into effect or what they did, but it looks like whatever they did might actually be working. James Powers coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Spaceman Spiff, Red Storm Rising, Tom Clancy, have the plan. Ukraine keeping the skier up on POL production. Red Storm, yeah, maybe. I think that Russia, if there was ever a time for them to move, and I think if there was ever a time for China to move, it's definitely coming up in the very near future, because I think what Russia is seeing is a possible end to everything that they have going on. If you guys didn't hear about it yet, you probably should, because at the same time that Lavrov ended up coming out making his inflammatory statements, the Secretary of War, Mr. Hegseth, ended up coming out today and calling a big meeting for all of the general officers across the military to take place at Marine Corps Base Quantico over in Virginia next week.
It's inviting military leaders from all around the country on Tuesday. Will you also be there?
From all around the country to what?
To Virginia.
He's inviting the generals
Virginia
and admirals to Virginia for a big meeting.
Well, I know. I love it. I mean, I think it's great. Let him be friendly with the generals and admirals from all over the world. Why? Is there something? No, but is there something wrong with
it? And what is it about? Will you be there personally as well? And what is it about?
Well, I'll be there if they want me, but why is that such a big deal? I mean, he's the fact that we're getting along with the generals and admirals from all. I'm the president of peace. It's good to get along. It's good. You act like this is a bad thing. Isn't it nice that people are coming from all over the world to be?
I personally am very, very curious why at this critical moment in time, Hegseth would decide to bring in all of those U.S. generals to go over to Quantico, Virginia. There's a couple things that ended up coming to mind for me that could have been that he's got a new DEI structure. Maybe he's pissed off at the way the military has been actually incorporating all of these things. Maybe he wants suggestions. Maybe he wants to get a feel for the force and how it's going. Not that the generals are really that base these days and actually know their people. Very few of them actually do. But maybe that's what he's trying to do, is get some sort of a ground assessment or ground truth. But yeah, president of peace, well, it's peace through strength. Right. And a lot of people end up forgetting that peace through strength. The guy has been trying to make peace between Russia and Ukraine. He did try to make peace with Israel and the Gazans and Hamas for whatever reason, telling them to return the hostages. And like, that's going to ever freaking work. He did give Iran more than enough opportunities to end up like to stop with the uranium enrichment, which they are still continuing on with to this day. But Trump, again, he's trying to paint this as if our military leaders are showing up for friendly chicken and waffles over in Virginia. I have no idea what the hell they're showing up for over in Virginia or why they would all feel the need to meet. And you guys asked about Russia. Two Hungarian Gripens that were assigned to NATO's Baltic Air Police mission ended up scrambling earlier over inside of Lithuania. They were intercepting some Russian fighter aircraft, including three MiG-31s, an Su-30 and an Su-35 that were near Latvian airspace over inside of the Red Sea. So all of that happened today. So when you guys are asking me, is it possible that Poland is now lighting up over inside Belarus? Absolutely. Because at the same time, we also had bombers get intercepted over off the freaking coast of Alaska coming from Russia. Old Man Weiss says, I think a lot more are moving around for an attack on here. I don't know about that. Truthfully, it's unknown at this point. If we're bringing all of those, I don't know what you're referring to. If you're referring to bringing all those generals back here, I would certainly hope it's not for an attack on the United States, but we'll end up figuring it out. As far as the West Bank goes, Trump got asked to comment on that as well within the Israeli conflict, and Trump says West Bank is not going to get annexed.
This week that you would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Is that something that you
said? I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it. Whether I spoke to him or not, I did. But I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank.
You guys notice he's wearing an F-35 pin on his collar or on his lapel? Man's got an F-35 pin. And I don't know if that's a sign that, hey, we're going to bomb the crap out of you if you don't get along or what it is, but he's definitely wearing an F-35 pin. Speaking of Israel and everything that's going on over there, yesterday they ended up having a drone get fired upon them by the Houthis, as you guys can see right there. And it was splashing down in the southern portion of the country in Eilat and wounding a couple people. I didn't hear of any deaths that actually occurred from that. But because of that, Israel thought it would be a good idea to go down to Yemen and bomb the living hell out of them again. The amount of bombs they dropped is absolutely insane. They went after it and conducted a very large airstrike. That is, I see you guys saying it in the comment section, that is a very peaceful pen. Very, very peaceful pin. It's a sign for sure, Matt, 100%. Right. Well, people need to pay attention. And I don't just mean that as in like Iran better be paying attention because they're coming out with their own rhetoric. Qatar is now coming out. Even I heard like King of Jordan coming out speaking up about atrocities and everything else that's taking place. People need to take notice of what's actually happening. Was it an F-22 pin? I thought it was an F-35. I could be wrong. I made a bigger mistake this morning. My eyeballs are getting bad. Apparently, I need to go surgery. LASIK or something. But, you know, people need to take notice because what we are starting to see is these people are not listening. And now we're starting to get increased and increased attacks. This is the type of stuff that for so long us backing off towards our enemies, enemies of the United States of America, by us saying, you know what? You guys can enrich your uranium. You know what? Hamas, you can attack. You can kill a buttload of Israelis. You can take hostages. We're going to negotiate with you. You can do this time and time again. As a matter of fact, you can even kill an American down in Rafah, and we're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to let it happen, and then we're going to come back to the negotiating table again. Oh, my goodness. Jude Chase says, Pete is having ish session, and that may very well be. This is a graphical representation of what actually happened today over inside Yemen. This got put out by the Israeli military, specifically of where they ended up bombing, saying that they went after that terrorist regime of the Houthis over there inside of Sana'a. Freeze it real quick. It says that they went after a military base with weapons and military personnel inside. Houthi terrorist regime military base with weapons and military personnel inside. Military compound belonging to the military and intelligence apparatus of the Houthi terrorist regime. Down here, you have another terrorist compound of messaging. Then the command and control headquarters of the Houthi general staff. So that's going to be a good one because they already just smashed Houthi leadership a couple weeks ago. And now they're going down and smashing their freaking headquarters. That's a good thing. Then you also have the military compound belonging to the military and intelligence apparatus of the Houthi terrorist regime. And another one of the exact same thing. So apparently they ended up smashing a bunch of those. And if you were wondering why maybe possibly Israel is using Google intelligence and money and AI and all of those different things and it's funneling it back and forth, graphics like that I just had up on the screen, that's likely where a lot of that different stuff ends up coming from. Let's go take a look at some of the bombs as they were dropping on Sana'a today. So kind of weird that this actually ends up taking place and then we end up getting a warning from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula that, by the way, operates over out of Yemen. It's almost as if they and the Houthis are working side by side, just like we're getting warned of taking place all across the Middle East. And who do you think it is that might be directing these people? Well, if you guessed Russia and Iran and everybody else, you are 100% correct. Obviously, the IRGC works very closely with the Houthis, provides them with ammunition and everything else. And it wouldn't surprise me because we ended up catching Iran doing dirty things over inside of Iraq when we were dealing with Al-Qaeda, if they were doing the same thing with AQAP. I honestly, it wouldn't surprise me, and that's causing more warnings Personally, I think the entire world is in a complete and total poop storm right now, and we need to figure out what's going on. Houthis, in response, ended up firing a ballistic missile at Israel, which ended up getting intercepted before it ended up making its way over into Israeli territory. So there's another ballistic missile that ended up getting fired at the Houthis. This, of course, following that drone attack, at least this ended up getting intercepted. Part of me thinks the Houthis just need to stick to drones, because the drones seem to make their way through a heck of a lot more than the ballistic missiles. Israel is riding on Gaza City. A new video ended up coming out today showing some Israeli armor in the near of Abu Iskander Bakery and in front of the Al-Sakur intersection and on Al-Jalal Street over inside of Gaza.
מישהו? סוס, רכב, עם? לא קיים, רבותיי. מתו ערבים מתו.
That, to me, is a pretty dang good picture of just what the hell the rest of this place is going to look like. I saw a couple more videos today that ended up coming out of northern Gaza. It looks like the Israeli military is actually up there demolishing a bunch of the buildings that are up there. Engineers are clearing it all out. I see some people mentioning Israeli Jewish space lasers that could be going down. Yeah, absolutely. But in total, this is kind of what the area looks like right now. This is a flyover. Excuse me, I'll mute that. That's a flyover of Rafah, and can confirm that place is wrecked, by the way. Can confirm. When I ended up driving through Rafah, I was like, yo, this place is wrecked. Nobody's kidding when they say how just tore apart that thing is. But I also look at it and I say, maybe you should release some hostages at this point, you know? Maybe you should tell the Israelis where the hostages are at. Maybe you should actually talk to people and say, you know what? We're tired of our country being torn apart, and actually give them back. But they haven't done it yet. And that's one of the things that I will never understand. You know, you have these people that have been removed from Hamas territory, that have migrated out of there. And for all of this time, not a single Palestinian came forward and said, you know what? We have hostages over here. There's $1 million reward for that they could collect if they end up giving it up. Any of these people out here that actually know where one of these hostages is located could come forward and get $1 million and get their butts out of that country. Not one soul has came forward and said that yet. This is what Rafah looks like, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. Rafah has been hammered. And it's not just Rafah, and I talked about this before, and I want to let that roll through again, because I want to drive this point home. When I ended up seeing the target density inside of Gaza City, ladies and gentlemen, it might actually look worse than this by the time Israel's done with it. Danny Golan says that soldier was saying, any one terrorist, car, donkey, it's all empty. Yeah. All of the people are backing out. And like I said, Danny, earlier with my assessment on Gaza City, what you're going to see is you're going to see Hamas fall back into tightly little defending positions. And they're going to do these hit and run style things, right, against the IDF as they're clearing through Gaza City. But the other issue is we know how many Hamas fighters are actually left. And a bunch of them, if they were smart, likely just ended up laying their weapons down and migrating out of there to live to fight another day. Because at that point, you're kind of working backwards in time. When they ended up having, like, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 fighters amongst them, it was really easy for them to get together and like go and launch attacks against Israel. But when they get beat down to that point, it's much better for them to go back into the shadows. So now that Israel's pushed in there and they've pushed as hard as they have, well, guess what they can do now? Now they can slowly slip back into those shadows and wait to regroup, reorganize, and launch tiny little terror attacks against the Israelis as they're pushing through. And they can keep the hostages with them. They can continue to stash them out until anybody ends up getting them back. So that's kind of where we sit with that. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm a little bit sleepy and I need to get me some food. Whoo, baby. Whoo, baby. Hope you guys enjoyed it. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out of here.